A day in the life of. Do you ever wonder what it would be like to spend a day in the life of someone else, or be a 24-hour fly on someone's wall? The Queen, maybe. Or Boris Johnson. Actually, Boris can keep what goes on behind his closed doors to himself. How about Tom Cruise, then? Get a look behind those closed Scientology doors and get the skinny on what really goes on. Ever wonder what a day in the life at Nia Walk is like? Well, it might not be as glorious as the Queen's day, but you can be the 24-hour fly and I'll tell you how an average day in my life goes down. 7 a.m. Up, up and away. Time to let our numerous dogs in Team Neo Walkies out for Team Peas and Poops. Within 30 seconds of seeing me, they are demanding their breakfast, which is quickly inhaled by the boys, but the ladies have more manners and take forever to eat a teaspoonful. If hubby does the dogs, however, you won't see me until 8:30. But as soon as I am up, whatever the time, I start work straight away. Forgive me. Often in my pyjamas. What? You can't see. Answering emails with my laptop on my knee, booking postage for the day's departures, a little bit of Instagramming, a small amount of Twittering, quick body check to see how my pain levels are and take appropriate evasive action. Bad neck pain requires my collar. Bad joint pain requires painkillers. Bad attitude requires more sleep. 9 a.m. Potentially still in pyjamas. It's time to go into the workshop, where I will find hubby making lots of gorgeous walking sticks to the sound and vision of Lorraine Kelly. I take my seat at the throne of power, I wish, and commence a day of problem solving, building boxes, phone calls, and ordering materials. Fast forward, and we will still be doing this at 4 p.m. Then the concentration is broken by more dogs demanding more food. In between a.m. and p.m., they have several zoomy sessions around the garden, a tug-of-war championship, and a lot of pigeon stalking. And Starry Sky will normally steal at least 3 rolls of tape a day and a couple of sanding blocks. It's a happy workshop, mostly. I try to take control of Spotify for some gentle country, a bit of Harry Styles, and my top song playlist of 2017. Ah, that was such a good year. Also, it's essential for team morale to have cups of tea on repeat. 5 p.m. Arguably my favourite time of day. It's time for the doggy P-A-R-K. But don't say it until 1 minute before you intend to set off. That's actually pointless because they have such an accurate body clock they can sense the impending visit. Big boy Bud sits at the door ready with a tennis ball in his mouth, which is barely visible because of his gargantuan slobber chops. Let's face it, somehow they just know. So they pile in the van and get a session in our local dog park, Dogtopia, with jumps, tunnels to dig in, a paddling pool, a sand pit, straw bales to climb on, and so many toys, they don't have enough time to sniff half of them. It's heaven, and it fills my heart with joy seeing them so happy. I look forward to it all day, because I know tonight they will sleep, snooze, fart and snore until bedtime, a bit like me. 7 p.m. Probably with us fed and watered, we will settle down on the comfy sofa to watch some TV. Netflix, Prime, box sets, pimple popper, whatever is on offer. We like a thriller. I like a chick flick. So we meet in the middle and watch The Great Escape. Is that how it goes in your house? Anything but soaps. We agree on that. I've grown fond of travel shows over lockdown, and it makes me think I'd like a train holiday too. Is it wheelchair friendly? I doubt it, unless you sleep in the token disabled toilet. Probably time for more Instagramming, some networking, a bit of design work and talking to suppliers. There's always time for a FaceTime with the mothership, Angel offspring and Hagrid offspring to catch up on their day's events. It's lovely to see their smiling faces. They're all very interested in Neo Walk and have all played a part too. Family business? Yes, we are. Quick body check to see how my pain levels are again. By night time, I am usually in much more pain. Neck, shoulders, knee and back are the usual suspects, but my body has an open door policy to any body part that can dish out pain. Some days feel better, such is the mystery of life with chronic illness. I love those days because I'm usually in a better mood, therefore everyone around me can reap the rewards. 10 p.m. Who else can't stay awake on the sofa? I'll probably need waking up to go to bed. I've often thought how pointless, and why not just cover me up and leave me there? Starry Sky is the chosen dog to sleep with us. She is small and likes to be right next to me, meaning she is not sleeping right next to him. I know it's bad, but we have a TV in the room, so more junk goes on. Some botched surgeries, Louis Theroux visiting another prison. It's just something else for me to fall asleep to. Now is the time I might sneak a Christmas movie on, which is my all-year-round guilty secret. Don't judge me. I'm a sucker for fairy lights. 7 a.m. Did you hear that bark? Off we go again. Another day in paradise.